All right, hi everyone. I'm at Olli Paranoid, and this is Postmarketer as Reliability in 2026. So last year at FOSDEM, we were there too. I gave a talk about Postmarketers in general, what it is, how it fits into Linux Mobile, the wider ecosystem that we are building together, and so on. If you want to know that, then please watch the first talk first. This is a rather short talk on a specific topic, which is last year we said that our main goal for 2025 is improve the reliability of PostmarketOS. And yeah, improve the reliability. So what did we work on since last FOSDEM? There was systemd and muzzle upstreaming, which gives us better management of services, logging, and more general predictability in the behavior of lower levels of the operating system. We shipped that. And now in systemd 259, muzzle support is actually upstream, which is awesome. So we don't need to maintain patches downstream anymore. And this was made possible by Uavata, Jane, Casey, Newbyte, Anna, Clayton, FossyD, PJ, and a lot more people. Really awesome. Then we worked on an optional immutable version of PostmarketOS called Duranium. This will allow moving from one well-tested image to another one, so you don't have the problems that you run the package manager and then you screw up your system because something happens and you have a unique system afterwards, whereas the images are like, this is the one image, it's tested, and you move from one image to the next one. And we are making it optional, so you can still do everything you want if you are a developer and just want to mess around with the system. And this is using systemd tooling, so mkosi, systemd sysext, systemd repart, and systemd boot, which fits nicely now that we have systemd. And yeah, the status is that we have a working prototype by now, so this can already be built for specific devices, and it can be tested, and it's basically working, but we need to scale it up so it works for all devices and so on. Yeah, so there are the people to thank for. That's Clayton, Esther, Johannes, and some more people who made this possible. Next, we worked on Lightly repositories. In 2023, we started with one for Plasma Mobile, which just builds the current code that is there every night, and then developers can run this version. And afterwards, last year, we added Mesa and Forge in a desktop repository, which does modem manager, libqmi, upower, flatpak, systemd, porkit, dbus, and libcamera. And at the beginning of this year, KDE will be added as another nightly repository, and the previous Plasma Mobile repository will be moved there. So there are some new scripts that work better, and this will make use of this as well. And we have a GNOME nightly repository also. And yeah, I will show how this all fits together shortly. But the big project that we worked on was CITron. So you see a graph there, because what we really want to do is run our tests on real devices. And